Hey, what's up? What's going on? Welcome to episode 12 of Tom's Truth. Yeah, boy. What time is it? 7:22 p.m. July 29th, 2019. And fuck, can you believe there's 12 of these fucking things? Damn. I like, shout out to you guys, all the people that listen. You guys are heroes. Listen to 12 half an hour podcast of me just fucking talking about nothing. Oh man, but yeah, I like it. It's good for people that listen to download and stuff and give me some good feedback. I like it. It gives me more motivation to do more, to keep doing it. And yeah, it's just I just gotta really get going, you know, just because I have so much thoughts in my head, and I just want to go blah, blah, and just like fucking vomit all my thoughts, and then I started like, you know, I think I fucking already said this, like, I started overthinking, and then I just like, oh fuck it, I don't want to talk, I haven't thought about this and that, you know, but you know, recently I've been riding this ray of sunshine, you know, just been carrying me all over the place, and yeah, it is good. It's almost like therapy, it's kind of therapeutic in a way, just me here talking. My point is like, fucking good job you guys, those of you know, over the weekend, I just went and saw The Lion King. I had to see The Lion King. It was my childhood movie. I was 9 years old when I came out. And you know, as kids, sometimes you act out movies and stuff and all that. And for some, I was always drawn to Scar. I root for villains in movies. I root for the bad guy half the time. Well, most of the time. Just because, like, you know how, like, movies, you know how movies are going to end anyway. Everything has to have a good ending, moral story, this and that. You know, good versus bad, and good always wins and stuff. It's not like... It's hard to explain. Like, I guess maybe I could relate to some of these characters to the bad guys. I have some empathy a little bit to their struggle, to why they, you know, because like they don't fucking start off bad. They don't come out evil. They become evil. You know, I'm pretty sure Scar had a rough upbringing, rough life. You know, got Mufasa with her, just fucking come out there with his head full, with his fucking mane just glowing in the wind. Fucking shining, it's looks like he did a Pantene Pro V commercial there, whatever. Fuck, you know, and yeah, Scar in the background, they're all, you know, Scruff McGruff, ugly duckling type of thing, and you can tell they're a little jealousy. There's always, like, in any sibling, man, there's always jealousy. Doesn't matter if you guys get along or not. If your brother or sister is doing better than you and stuff, having better, like, you know, better access to better resources, you know, to help them get further in life, and so you know, like I don't know how I got here with talking about Scar, but like. I feel for the guy, man. The guy's had a tough life, and he finally just fucking snapped. He snapped, you know. When Simba was born, he's like, he fucking had to. You got to do what you got to do sometimes, you know. And anyways, about the movie, really great. It was really great. I saw it in 3D. Really great, like, you know, live action CGI. There's some subtle differences, because, like, I pretty much know, like, not every scene, but, like, a good chunk of the scenes. of how they are, like, in the actual, you know, cartoon movie. And yeah, no, you can't do some of the animations in the CGI, because, yeah, I get it, you know. But then just some of the lines, you know, and the way they were projected, the way they said them, they changed a little bit. And I didn't like that, to tell you the truth. Because, like, Scar in the cartoon, he fucking brought that swagger that he was, like, you know, that he was, like, suave. Just the way he, like, he talked and the way he moved, you could see he was, like, evil, conniving, diabolical. he just had that. And in this movie, they just made him look all roughed up, you know? You, like, malnourished almost too, fuck, compared to Mufasa. But, like, those are just minor little things, like, you know, little details, you know, you're not gonna take away from the movie. What was really fucking good, though, was Timon and Pumbaa, played by Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner. Yo, they were amazing. They actually had me laughing, you know. It was good. Kudos to them. The final scene, the fight scene that, you know, where Scar and Simba are fighting there, that was a really dope scene. That was actually really cool. It was like, fuck, with, like, the fire in the background, and, like, it looked like two actual real lions, like, going at it. That was a pretty dope scene. I got pissed when, you know, they fucked up the line there, when Scar throws Mufasa off the cliff. You know, he puts his nails into his paw, and then, you know, in the cartoon where he whispers in his ear, and he goes like, "Long live the king," and he just throws him off, you know. They didn't do that. He just put his paws in him. Scar looked in his face, and it was so dry the way he said it. Like, it had, like, there was, like, no fucking emotion, no, like, you know, he just did it so bleh, you know, just fucking put his paws in him, and he's like, "Long live the king." I was really disappointed at that, because that's, like, a really fucking, that line is, like, you know, one of the most famous lines in all of fucking movie history. We all have, like, said it once in our life, acted that shit out. So that kind of annoyed me a little bit. It was like, come on, like, that was, like, the main fucking line when he kills Mufasa, you know? That's the fucking, and he's supposed to punch it, and nothing, man, nothing. So I was kind of disappointed at that. And again, at the end, where he finally admits to killing Mufasa, you know? Where he whispers in his ear, and, like, all, again, like, the "Long live the king," where he's like, "I killed Mufasa." That, you know? And like, I remember watching that, gave me fucking goosebumps and shit. But this one, the same fucking thing, you know, just, like, no. Just really fucking sad, just disappointing. The hyenas could have been a bit better. I expected more, just, like, they were more dark and evil and doom and gloom, you know, like, They were just, like, you know, fucking Russian henchmen, just kind of fucking, just like, they were generic, I would say, you know, and, you know, because in the cartoon, yeah, they were evil, but then all three of them were fucking kind of funny together. They all kind of had, like, this chemistry, but in this one, it was nothing like that. It was it was pretty just, like, kind of standard, straightforward. I was disappointed with that too, you know. There were some lines I was hoping they would say, you know, and the other one, and it's so funny because, like, in the cartoon, the one that doesn't talk to idiot is called Ed, you know, and obviously Ed, like, for, like, special Ed, and this one, I don't think he even said his name or whatever, or I know his name wasn't Ed. He talked in this one. Yeah, like, stuff like that kind of bothered me. Because, like, they said it was supposed to be, like, a shot-for-shot remake, So it kind of, there were some parts that were what, there were different, like obviously like probably like 95% of the movies that's not shot for shot remake. Yeah, but like, yeah, but honestly, overall it was really good. It's a good movie. I went by myself. I went by myself. And look, and listen, I wasn't the only one in the movie theater by themselves. I was kind of shocked to see like other people there by themselves. It was the first time I ever seen a movie by myself. And it's underrated. It's really fucking underrated. Because, you know, when you're with somebody else, you gotta, like, adjust for their comfort. You know, like, sometimes you have some, like, they're eating some candy and you hear them ruffling right beside you and you're fucking chewing. And it's, like, kind of a, you know, whatever. It's kind of annoying. Or, like, they have their cell phone out. I have one friend, man. One friend. We've seen a bunch of movies together over the years, you know. And every time he would always like kind of like through the movie sometimes have his cell phone out because someone would text him, and then he, right beside, like, you know, you know we always had that buffer zone with men, like that one scene. we always had that kind of like that buffer, you know, that little zone. It's like we treat it like urinals, you know. You gotta be a little space. Like even then, you know, he's sitting there and like he ought to have his phone out, and just like he had this glare on the side of your fucking eye, and I never said anything, but I'm sitting there, it's kind of fucking annoying me. And I remember one time I just brought it up. I was like, yo, can you put your phone away, man? Like, and then he kind of looked at me as if I was like disturbing him, like, are you like, am I serious? Like the audacity, you know. And then he fucking called me out later. He's like, yo, bro, man, that's kind of fucking rude. And again, so, like, he doesn't realize how many times I haven't said anything. I'm not going to name names. I don't name drop on this podcast here. No name dropping. The only name I drop is Tommy Boy. Because that's the only fucking name that matters on this podcast. But yeah, anyways. Fuck. See, this is what I do, man. Like, when I talk and I lose my train of thought, I just go and fucking wires get crossed. Yeah, but he fucking called me out on that shit. Which was, like, fucking shocking. But, like, again, see, like, doing shit by yourself, going to restaurants, movie theaters, fuck, that's really under... Next time I'll go to amusement park, you know? This fucking... Because it's just you, man. Just, like, you're just here to please you. And you don't have to fucking worry about anybody else. Yeah. So, like, I was in a movie theater and I was sitting there, man. I had my own seat. Fucking in the back row. Right in the middle. Fucking, I got, like, 5 seats in between, like, each person. And it was fucking, it was chill. And I didn't see no kids in that theater either. I didn't see no kids, no teenagers. They probably think, like, this is... You know, they probably think, like, this is like, the first edition of Lion King, but they don't know about fucking... So I've seen a lot of fucking guys and girls there, like, my age, you know, fucking watching Lion King. And at one point, like, you know, they're about to sing Hakuna Matata, and you can hear, like, everybody kind of singing along with it, you know? And it's hard not to. It's hard not to sing along with some of those songs, man. They're so fucking catchy. They're so good. I applauded after the movie was done. I was like, and then, you know, a guy in the row right in front of me with his girl, he turned around and was like, yeah, fuck yeah, man, fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about, fucking up, you know, clap, that was a good fucking movie, you know. And I'm like, yeah, man. And yeah, so like, this movie is fucking, everybody's gotta go see this. Everybody that was born around that time, I've seen a cartoon, and you gotta go see this live movie. It's the best Disney movie. I don't care. Don't debate me. Don't add me. It's the best Disney movie of all time. And you know what's funny? You know what you never think about? Because like Mufasa, right? It's just like he's the only male lion there, and all the other lionesses. You know, he fucks all of them. You know, that in the Lion Kingdom, like he breeds them up, and so you don't realize that Simba and Nala are fucking like they're cousins, you know, they're related, and you know, and it's like, fuck, like all these lines are a process of like incest inbred. Maybe that's why Scar is all fucked up in the the head. He's fucking inbred. And Mufasa got the good genes. You know, maybe that's why. Holy shit. But yeah. Little fucking... So next time when you go see Lion King, man, this keep in mind. You know, when they get all lovey-dovey there. You know, they're fucking... Maybe they're in like South Africa, you know, from the south. Think of that next time you go see Lion King. What else I do this weekend? I went to see the Anthony Jeselnik show. Great fucking. That's my. I know it's kind of embarrassing. That it was my first ever. Comedy show. Like I've never been. And I love comedy. I love stand up. It was my first show. I had good seats. I was like, I was like in the fourth row, had the aisle. And what I didn't realize was, these galas, like my first time, they're filmed for TV. So your boy, I dressed up all fucking super casual. I went there and, I had a Kurt Cobain t-shirt. I just had some plain old beige shorts and some flip-flops. Looking all fucking dressed to impress. And everybody's there all kind of like, you know, dressed to the nines and stuff. And I'm like, am I in the right fucking place? But yeah, because it was filmed. And, you know, everybody in a nice front row was dressed up all super nice and shit. I see some girls that were wearing some dresses and high heels and... All these dudes are, you know, in their skinny jeans and wearing these fucking Steve Madden shoes or whatever. And there I am, just sitting there with a fucking double rum of coke in my flip-flops, fucking looking, oh my God. And on top of that, like, you know, the cameraman, I'm close to the stage. I'm getting a lot of fucking camera time here because, like, the fucking angle's on me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. But eventually you kind of get used to it, you kind of forget about it because you're just lost in the show, you're lost in the jokes. And Jeselnik was fucking good, even though his first like little 20 minute monologue, like I already heard it on YouTube there, but this one was like more in depth, but like I already heard the story, so I already like knew like kind of what jokes were coming, how it would kind of end. But it was still funny hearing it again, seeing it live is still fucking pretty funny. I still laughed. He did another one, another 15 minutes in between. That was really funny. He got some raw Jeselnik there, you know, Mr. Offensive himself. Who else was there? Andrew Schultz. He fucking nailed it. He was hilarious, fucking good. Louis Anderson, legend, comedy legend. He was fucking amazing. And Ron Funches, I liked him. I know some people are indifferent with this guy. His voice, you know, can be bothersome, but he's still funny. Came out, killed it. There's some other, a couple other people. I forget their names, you know, lower on the list. I remember seeing them, but I just don't remember their names, but they were good. Like, there wasn't nobody up there. It was fucking terrible, bombed, had an awkward moment. They all killed it. So for my first show, it was really good. Next year, I'm definitely gonna fucking buy a bunch of passes and go. I wanted to do this podcast earlier, you know, I think on Saturday or whatever, but your boy was too fucked up. Like, I drank more than I should have. I did some extracurriculars more than I should have. But you know, I had no daughter this weekend. Baby girl's stayed with her mom, because I told her about what I was doing. When I'm free, man, when I got no responsibilities, it's fucking dangerous times. You gotta watch out for that. Let me check my notes here, boy. Tommy wrote down some fucking notes before he did it. He's fucking being more organized. This is what I want to talk about too. You know, I was downtown, obviously, you know, I was walking around and stuff. And, you know what bothers me? Like, people that don't sway their arms when they walk. you know those people, sometimes you see those people that's kind of like walking and their arms ain't moving. And it's like, I realized it's not because like they just don't move. It's because they're holding in there, like making them stay there instead of just having like the natural force of your body. Just like, you know, swing, like, you know, have your arm fucking moving because your left leg moves. Guess what? You know what I'm saying? Guess what? Your left leg moves. Guess what? Your left arm's going to move with it. Right? Your right leg moves. Your right arm's going to move with it. It's just the natural sway of the fucking body. But then you see these people that don't sway their arms, and it bothers the fuck out of me because it's like, well, I don't know. It's just like little things that, like, it shouldn't bother you. Like, who cares, right? Who cares? But when I see it, it's like you're holding your arms on purpose. They're like, I don't know. Maybe they're scared. Like, maybe they're bad arm swayers. Like, fuck. You know those. Another thing too. You know, and I always notice it too. And I think this is mostly with black women. Especially, you know, kind of like bigger black women, you know, where they have that arm when they walk, and like their fucking arm just kind of chops the air, you know, like they kind of walk and every step is like the arm just fucking swings, like it's coming at you, and it's always around like balls level, you know, and the arm just fucking, and it's like, do they not notice that? Like, how does your arm just like on a 45 degree angle just fucking cut through the wind? And that kind of, that bothers me too, because like, especially downtown, there's fucking people always around, and here you are where your arm is fucking like, this is my fucking space, don't come near it, and if I hit you, that's your fault, you know? And when I see that, it fucking bothers the fuck out of me. Like, just be normal when you walk, just fucking walk, man. There's another, I added to another fucking list of things that shouldn't bother the average person, but fuck it, like, it just, that shit kind of, you know, bothers me, and also, man, yo, I didn't think of this when I was at the comedy show. It was only after, when I got home, you know, and I kind of ran out of laughs. I was with my friend, and we were cracking jokes, and I think I used up all my laughs at the show, because I had this weird laugh coming out. And then it made me think, you know, I was like, yo, fucking thank goodness I wasn't sitting next to a bad laugher. Because, you know, so you ever notice that? Or sometimes you're watching like a comedy thing, and you always hear like sometimes that one woman with that high-pitched hyena just fucking hitting those high Mariah Carey fucking like this loud for no reason. And it's like, imagine sitting beside that shit like for like 2 fucking hours. Like, I had to fucking, it would take everything not to wring her neck, you know? Thank goodness, man. Cause that would have just ruined the show. It would have ruined it for me. Most people fucking know how to laugh, or, you know, even me, like my laugh is kind of loud. It kind of gets there. It's kind of booming. That's all I've been told, you know, but yeah, thank y'all. I was thanking this because, yeah, I would have just ruined everything. I would have been pissed. And I just would have fucking shat on my first comedy show experience. But it did it. And it was great. I had a good weekend. Sunday, I did fucking nothing. I just laid on my couch. I ordered out twice, which is ridiculous. And I look back on it, I think I was still drunk, because I wouldn't do that now. But I didn't feel like I couldn't. I had no energy to cook. I wasn't hungover. I was just really fucking tired, and so I sat there and I just like fucking watched Orange Is the New Black, the new season. I got up to episode 12. I passed out on 13, so I gotta fucking watch it again, obviously, because I didn't see it. But that's how fucking long I stayed on my couch before it took actually called it a night. Fucking 12 hours of like Orange Is the New Black, and to tell you the truth, it's like my brain just fucking turned to mush, and I don't remember, like, if I could, like, obviously if I was to go back and watch it, it click on me, I get the memory, like, oh yeah, that happened, but if you're asking me now, like, yo, so what happened in the first episode, you know, like, you know, what was it said over second or third, I couldn't even tell you what happened in the 11th episode. Yeah, which I knew at the time was like fucking bad, because like I'm gonna watch this shit and I'm gonna completely forget it. And that's what binge watching is, man. Like, it just goes, it's like, that's like this fucking podcast. Like, it's gonna go one ear and out the other, and you're fucking not, you're never gonna listen to it again. Why would you listen to it again? Fuck. But yeah, so that was my weekend. It's a Monday. What I got coming up? I'm on vacation next week, which is great. Got some stuff I'm gonna do, take care of. Some stuff I'm not gonna talk about just yet. Wait and see what happens. I got my birthday coming up in a month, which I normally don't celebrate it. I haven't celebrated my birthday, like actually celebrated my birthday in a while. I don't really do anything. But this year, I may change it. I may change it up. I may, like, no, fuck it. Go live your best life. Go live your truth, Tom. You know those fucking sayings. Those stupid fucking. Oh, I fucking hate that when people post that, say this. I'm living my best life. My truth. This is my truth. I'm like, fuck out of here, you goddamn. Fuck, I don't know, man. I don't know. It just gets on my nerves. But fuck, I shouldn't care. I don't care. Like, it doesn't affect my day with stupid things when things annoy me. But I just think about it, and it stays in my head, and then I just kind of sit there and it like kind of marinates, you know, and it becomes like this big fucking stew in my head. And you just keep adding stuff to it, you know? It's like when you have this big cauldron of fucking, you know, like, you're making, like, this big thing that's going to last you, like, the whole week. And you're just adding, like, fucking different spices. Like, you don't know how the fuck it's going to come out, but it's going to come out fucking delicious. It's going to come out great, because you know why? Because you're just adding all these fucking different flavors, and it's just marinating, and it's going. And then by the time it's done, you just fucking over-season it, and you kind of kill them. That's not how I feel with some of my pet peeves here, you know, where I just, like, I think about it too much, and the more I think about it, the more it drives me fucking nuts. And then when it comes out in this angry tone, you know, and it should come out and just like whatever, you know. But, you know, by the time I fucking sit there and I think about it, and like right now, you know, you're probably thinking, man, this fucking Tom's got some problems, got some issues. And yeah, you know what? You ain't too far there, buddy. I got some stuff. Definitely some stuff I gotta work out there. I quit therapy a while ago. And it's weird. I kind of miss it now. Kind of miss this sitting there and shooting. I could talk about anything I want, you know. And like, that's sort of what I could do here, but I gotta watch it a little bit. I don't wanna, you know, there's some certain things that, you know, I don't wanna say, shouldn't be said. Gotta keep some stuff there, private, Tom. As much as I love fucking sharing stuff with you guys, and fucking making you guys fucking laugh, forget about the bullshit in your day and bullshit in your lives. You can fucking jump in and hop in mine and feel not so fucking bad. You know, be like, oh fuck, man, I thought my shit was bad, and this fucking guy. Fuck, I'm glad I'm not in his fucking feet, in his size 11 and a half, Chuck Taylors. Fuck. What else? Oh yeah, fucking, you know what, and I started missing my long hair, man. I miss my long hair. It was beautiful. I cut my hair just in a random, that's what I do. I live in the moment, I live in the now. I just get up and I'm like, you know, fuck it, I'm doing it. And I just like kind of let, like, destiny or fate just kind of take its course, you know. And it's walked into barbershop, normally you gotta make an appointment, they're usually fucking busy. And that day I remember just walking up in there, and I told myself, you know what, if I gotta make an appointment or busy, fucking, it wasn't meant to be. But I walked in there, a guy was free, he'll fucking cut me. I was like, holy shit, what are the odds of that? Because like, usually walk-ins, sometimes you're gonna walk in, you gotta sit there for like an hour or two. And I was like, and I'm doing, I'm just gonna walk in, they cut my hair right away, okay, get a seat, boom. It's meant to be. If not, then, you know, I'm keeping it, you know. And that's what I did. I left it up to chance. and cut my hair. And I didn't regret it at the time. I wanted to do it because I didn't cut my hair for like 4 years. 4 fucking years, man. I'm not cutting my hair. And it was beautiful. It was luscious. The ladies loved it. My family didn't. Fucking mom hated it. Grandmother fucking didn't like it. It's too long. My work hated it. My job fucking hated it. Because their policy is still stuck in 1965, where you can't have hair. Like, you know, it's so fucked up for men. You know, in general, hair can't go past your shoulders, and you know, no facial hair. You're allowed a mustache. You're allowed to have a porn stash. Your sideburns can't go past the ear. So you know how it is. Can't be out there looking all fucking grimy and thuggy. And you know, what the fuck you think this is, here, buddy? That's what, you know, fucking, oh god, I hate it. They need to fucking change that shit, like, so quick, man. I want to grow some fucking facial hair, man. I'm tired of this baby face shit. I look like I'm 26, you know, which is, like, you know, it's good. Obviously, it's kind of a good thing. I got good genes, you know. I got fucking superior fucking genes, man. Alpha genes. I keep getting older and I fucking keep looking younger, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just tired. I had to shave today. That's why I just shaved once and then I just let it grow. My beard doesn't grow really fast, so it's not that bad. They can't bitch about it if they want by like Thursday, Friday, because it's kind of noticeable. But I'm like, fuck it, man. I need a little something for the weekend there, you know? I can't be fucking rocking babyface Tommy all fucking week, all the goddamn year. I'm going on vacation this week, so I'm gonna have a little beard there, you know, so fucking ladies, free mustache rides, you know what I'm saying? Free mustache rides next week. Holler at your boy, hit me up. I think that's about it. I don't know how much more I want to say. Gotta say, I think I'm all talked out there. Anything else I want to talk about? I think that's about it, man. I'm going to see, as you see, this is a fucking good sign. Podcast, I dropped another one like in 5 days. So it's good. I'm keep doing it. Hopefully I'll have another one up by the end of the week. Keep fucking sending me stuff. Sending me like good vibes and stuff. I like the feedback. Appreciate it. Appreciate anybody who fucking downloads it. I don't care if it's only fucking one person in Australia. Shout outs to you. Fucking email me anything you want, you know, at tomstruthpodcast@gmail.com. That's it, man. Fucking have a good night, good day, good one, whatever. Later.